that I'm the what God has chosen to lead MPP. If you believe in the Bible, you know, everywhere you go, Kenejapon is number one. It's a clear indication that I should be given a chance to lead this country. So I'm pleading with delegates that the signs are clearly on the wall that if you vote for Kenejapon, you definitely lead this country and break the age. My expectation is to win because I'm a grassroots man. I have been fighting for the ordinary people ever since. So I know for sure, no matter the amount of money they're going to pay and the intimidation, they'll use their conscience and vote for their man because they don't think of today, but they think of tomorrow. So I have confidence in the delegates that no matter the amount they give them, they have the brains to choose the best candidate, a man who actually understands the plight of the police station executives or the ordinary people in this country. So I have confidence that come November 4th, with all the intimidation and whatever, the delegates are going to speak. It's up to all of us, the contestants and their supporters, to abide by what has been put in place by the elections committee. So I'm satisfied with it. But individuals as we are, you know, some may choose not to go by the rules and take the law into their own hands. That is the challenge we have now. But I'm advising all those who want to take the law into their own hands is that we need unity in the party.